material things, can he become India? No. So, those who are desirous, those who want to become free from material bondage, they are naturally non-envious, because they have nothing to gain in this material nature. So why should they be envious? An example can be given that if some children think that sand they play with is very valuable. Children may think that, you know, because they are building a castle made of sand. You do that when you are young? You make a house made of sand? You know? So when the children play with sand, to them sand is very valuable, isn't it? They may say, why you have so much sand, give me some. He said, no, I can't give it to you. And they start fighting. I'll never speak to you. You never even give me some sand. But when the children grow up, they lose interest for the sand. Then does it have any value? Will they ever fight for sand? No. Similarly, a person who has lost interest for material things, he will not fight for any material possession. It's okay, take it. You want some sand? Okay. You want some more? Take some more. Right? So this is how he becomes free from envy, because he doesn't have any desire for possession. But although the materialistic, although these people desirous of material freedom from material bondage, they are non-envious, but they are not interested in worshipping the demigods. Why? Because the result of worshipping the demigods, the purpose of worshipping demigods, is to get material benefit. So since they don't need any material benefit, they don't feel the need to worship the demigods. Those who are in the mode of the passion and ignorance worship the forefathers, other living beings and the demigods who are in charge of cosmic activity, for they are urged by the desire to be materially benefited